New Altar and Artwork, Brighton St. Peter Church in Washington, by Zoe Murray, Catholic Herald staff writer. The white walls behind the altar of St. Peter Church in Washington are now enlivened with a larger-than-life-size painting of Christ handing Peter the keys to the kingdom. The country parish also added a new ambo, more seating, and a new altar, which was dedicated by Bishop Michael F. Burbage during Mass September 13th. Before the renovation, the sanctuary area was very small, and the platform underneath was unstable, said Father Kevin J. Bears, pastor. If one of the altar boys who weighed even 40 pounds started walking across, the candles on the altar would start shaking, he said. Bob Klaus, a parishioner who does odd jobs around the church with other volunteers, agreed that the space was too small. If the flower ladies got carried away at Easter, Father had to tiptoe through the tulips to distribute communion, he said. The altar was very small as well. If there were more than a couple of candlesticks, you'd run out of real estate. Carpenters from Strong Oaks Workshop built the new altar and ambo. The former altar is now the altar of repose for the tabernacle. Parishioner and artist Henry Wingate painted the altarpiece. Parishioner Jill Story sewed the altar linens. Peter Edivan served as architect and Scott Long as contractor. While they worked, parishioners worshiped at the nearby Washington Fire Hall on Sundays. Additionally, the parish rebuilt the foyer to provide some overflow seating above the vestibule. They opened the transepts to allow for a larger sanctuary, more room around the baptismal font, and more seating for the choir and massgoers. There's just a lot of improvement in the layout of the church, said Klaus. We've put in more insulation and replaced old makeshift doors with nicer ones. Generally, it's going to make it a much nicer place to celebrate the Mass. In his homily, Bishop Burbage walked through the rite of dedication. We begin singing the Litany of the Saints, and we will deposit the relics into the altar. It's a reminder that as we make this journey through earth, we never have to do so alone, he said. We do so accompanied by the saints who have gone before, whose example we strive to imitate, and whose help we call upon. Then we say the prayer of dedication, he said. I believe the Lord is inviting you to rededicate yourself to him, making sure that your relationship with the Lord is your highest priority. After anointing the altar with sacred chrism and burning incense on the altar, candles are placed on the altar and lit. The candlelight symbolizes the truth that we celebrate at this and every Mass, that by his cross and resurrection, Jesus has conquered the darkness of sin, suffering, and even death itself, he said. After Mass, attendees gathered in the parish hall for a reception. Parishioner Myla Beasley, who sat in the pews with her 6-year-old daughter Lucia while her son served at the altar, said she thought the renovations were beautiful. It's so different than what it looked like before. Lucia said she can't even remember what it looked like before, she said. Bernadette O'Hare, a parishioner since 1992, assisted in ceremonially vesting the altar along with two other women. I love the altar. I love the altar rails being put back, she said. The painting just makes your eyes look upward to heaven.